Gallen, and I'm back for January 3, day 2, as we're tackling the climb. If you missed yesterday, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast, because as I reminded you then, our weekday podcast for the next several weeks, and my weekday blog for the next several weeks, and our Sunday teaching over the next several weeks is focused on the climb. How do we go from where we are to where God wants us to be on this extraordinary adventure? So I want to invite you to listen to a few scriptures today to maybe whet your appetite to start asking yourselves about this question. What is it that you are making a priority this year? We're filled this time of year with folks that gives us ideas about how we should coordinate our goals, or whether we should manage our time, or what should we should get structured or organized, etc. And the fact is, the vast majority of those things never really take hold or last long. So I want to ask you to take a little different approach as we join together on the climb, going from where we are to where God wants us to be. So I want to ask you to reconsider. Instead of setting goals, what if you simply took time to maybe prioritize things that you need to address? Now, in doing so, I want to warn you that it's difficult to live in a world of comparison. You see, comparison isn't just the thief of our joy, it's the thief of everything. I want to encourage you, keep your eyes on the purposeful path of the climb. Keep your eyes on what the Lord has for you, and celebrate others, but don't compare yourself to their journey. Celebrate progress. Don't celebrate perfection, because it's never going to happen. Cultivate gratitude more so than comparison. Gratitude turns what we have into far more than enough. And so, to get your mind headed in the direction of priorities, let me give you a few thoughts for you to work through today. One is the kingdom of God. Are you making a difference in the kingdom of God? And you say, well, where would I get that direction? Matthew 6:33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Now, this is pretty simple. I know you get it. Let me ask you another one. Is part of your prioritized living in 2017 focused on a love for God? You say, well, where would I get all that? Mark 12:30. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and with all your strength. Now, when you think about that, this is the statement that says, if you can't prioritize loving God, then what happens is we're going to find ourselves with a heart, a soul, a mind, and a strength without the power and without the strength, without the protection, and without the graciousness of God. What about a love for his son, the Lord Jesus? Well, where should I get that? Matthew 10:37. He who loves father or mother more than me, speaking of Jesus, is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus is not saying we shouldn't love mom and dad and our kids extraordinarily. What he is saying, though, is that there can't be any love that is greater than him. Let's face it. He is the only one that laid his life down that we might have life in abundance and life eternal. Let me ask you another question. Are your priorities, do they include anything about spiritual things in heaven? Are you focused on a mindset of God and the work that he is doing in and around us, even when we cannot see it or understand it? In the book of Philippians, Paul writes in chapter 3, beginning in verse 13, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, let me just stop right there. And if you take a look at those handful of things, are they in the wheelhouse of your priorities, especially that last one? The simple thought, this one thing I do, I have this, I don't wear jewelry really. I wear a wedding band and I wear a watch, but I have this one little circle that I'm wearing this year, and it just has one word on it, and it says courage. And that is because in my journey in the climb this year, I believe the Lord is calling for me to live courageously, to do things I would have been fearful to have attempted to do before, to have the courage to say no to things I should have said no to have the courage to say yes to the things that the Lord would have me say yes to. That's my word. But what is yours? Maybe it's adventure. Maybe it's persistence. Maybe it's surrender. Maybe it's love. Maybe it's passion. Maybe it's patience. But I would ask you, what is that one thing? Because here's what Paul is saying. I do this one thing. I'm going to forget about the past, which means you got to let go of whatever didn't work in 2016. Now, just a quick thought here. I have found that if you answer a couple of questions, including these two questions, you can really move beyond your past. One, what lesson did I learn last year that I don't want to have to learn again? Number two, what one thing kept me from being completely contented and fulfilled in 2016, and how do I let go of it? If you can look at that, you're going to get a head start on forgetting what lies behind, and then my favorite part of the text, to reach forward to what lies ahead. You see, if you can figure out how to let go of what held you back, now you have an opportunity to come out of the starting blocks and start the climb. Because the scripture says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. My friend, the climb is filled with half-hearted beginners that will be just like the folks who buy a gym membership this week and then inevitably wind up not going in about 6 weeks, and it won't change their life. But I can just assure you, if we have the willingness to look at this one thing, and if we'll forget what has come behind us and we will have learned that lesson to not learn it again, then we can stress and strain and we can climb to where we get to the top, and we don't stop at mediocrity. We don't stop when we get tired. We have the confidence in Christ to get there. You can do this. I know you can. Thanks for joining us for day two of the climb. You'll enjoy the next 2 days with Bobby and Benj, and then I'll be back on Friday to wrap up our work week with the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Hey, don't forget to join and read my daily blog that comes out every weekday as well. It's focused on the climb, and then plan to be at Sugar Hill Church this Sunday, January 8th, from 9:30, 11 o'clock. Or if you're out of town, make sure you catch us streaming live as we talk about the climb. God bless you. Have a great day. See you soon.